Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive into The Juice app, you know, where we take a look at what students are reading about today?
Yeah, it's always an interesting mix.
It is, so we'll try to hit the highlights. And let's see, I guess we can just jump right in.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so the first article that caught my eye is about dinosaurs. Always a popular topic with the younger crowd.
Always a hit.
It's called New Tech Shines Light, literally, on Old Dinosaur Mystery. And basically, scientists used lasers to look at pterosaur fossils.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, specifically their tails. And what they found is that there's this weird internal structure. It's almost like a waffle, you know, like a grid pattern.
Huh. I wonder what that was for.
Well, that's what the scientists are trying to figure out, but they think it might have helped the pterosaurs make those quick turns in the air.
Makes sense. They were pretty agile creatures.
Right. And it also might have played a role in attracting mates, like maybe it was some kind of display feature.
Oh, that's cool. It's amazing how evolution comes up with these multi-purpose designs.
Yeah, it really is. It makes you wonder what else we might discover about dinosaurs with new technology.
It does. And I think that's something you could talk about with kids, too. You know how technology helps us learn new things all the time?
Definitely. And actually, The Juice has a thought question connected to the article. If you could discover something new about a prehistoric creature, what would you want to find out and why?
That's a good one. It really gets them thinking.
Okay. Moving on, we have the quote of the day.
All right, let's hear it.
It's from Rihanna. And it says, it's tough to be vulnerable than to actually be tough.
Hmm. That's pretty deep, coming from Rihanna, too. You know, she's had quite a journey from singer to businesswoman. And she's from Barbados originally.
Right. She's definitely overcome some challenges.
She has. And I think this quote could be a good starting point for talking about resilience and emotional intelligence with kids. You know, it's okay to be vulnerable.
Yeah. It's not always easy to show your true feelings.
Exactly. Sometimes it takes more strength to be vulnerable than to put up a wall.
Okay, so the next story is about a school bus driver named Todd Morris.
Okay, what did he do?
Well, he was driving his route when he noticed a house fire, and it turned out there were two dogs trapped inside.
Oh, no.
And get this, it was a sub-zero day, schools were closed, and he knew the kids who lived there.
Wow, so he didn't even have to be working that day?
Right, but he still stopped and went to investigate, and he ended up kicking down the door to rescue the dogs.
That's incredible. He's a hero.
Yeah. But the article says he downplayed his actions. He said the real heroes were the firefighters who showed up later.
Well, he's definitely got a point there, but still, he put himself at risk to save those dogs.
He did. And it makes you think about what inspires people to act in unexpected situations.
It does. The Juice has a thought question about that, too. What inspires people to take action in unexpected situations?
A good question. All right, let's move on to a health topic. There's an article about measles outbreaks in Texas and New Mexico.
Oh, that's concerning. Measles is a serious disease.
It is, and it's highly contagious.
Right, and it was almost eradicated thanks to vaccines.
But the article says these outbreaks are happening in rural areas where vaccination rates are lower.
Hmm. I wonder if that's connected to the recent appointment of Robert Kennedy Jr. as Director of Health and Human Services.
Possibly. He's known for being skeptical of vaccines.
Yeah, that's not exactly reassuring.
It's definitely a cause for concern.
It is. Measles can be deadly, especially for young children.
The article says that before the MMR vaccine, millions of people got measles every year.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. But now, thanks to vaccination, the numbers are much lower.
That's good to hear. But it shows how important vaccines are.
Absolutely. They're one of the most effective public health interventions we have.
Agreed. And it's a good reminder to make sure our own vaccinations are up to date.
Definitely. All right. So moving on from measles.
Okay. What's next? Let's shift gears a bit to some international news. There's a piece about Trump and Zelensky exchanging some pretty heated words.
Yeah. Trump-Zelensky exchange war of words as peace talks evolve. That's the title. And it sounds like Trump's taking a different stance now on the whole Ukraine situation.
Different how?
Well, the article says he's actually blaming Zelensky for starting the war.
Wow, that's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah, and he's even frozen U.S. aid to Ukraine.
Hmm, that's definitely a shift. And speaking of U.S. involvement, there's some conflicting info about how much money we've actually spent on the war.
Oh, yeah.
Trump claims it's like $350 billion, but the article says it's closer to $175 billion. Big difference there.
Huge. That kind of discrepancy makes you wonder about the reliability of information in general.
It does, and it's something to keep in mind when talking to kids about media literacy, you know, how to evaluate sources and all that.
Absolutely. So how's Zelensky responding to all this?
Well, he's basically calling Trump's claims disinformation, straight up.
Yikes. Things are getting pretty tense.
They are. And on top of all that, the article mentions that peace talks are happening in Saudi Arabia, but without Ukraine or any European countries present.
Interesting. So who's actually at the table then?
That's not entirely clear from the article, but it definitely raises questions about the effectiveness of these talks.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation for sure.
It is, and it shows how global politics can be a messy business. But speaking of global affairs, there's another story that caught my eye. It's about how the U.S.-Canada hockey rivalry is heating up.
Oh, yeah. What's going on there?
It seems like the rivalry is spilling over from the political arena. The article says there's been booing during national anthems and even some fights on the ice.
Wow, that's intense. I guess it shouldn't be too surprising, though, given the whole Trump thing.
Right. The article mentions Trump's past comments about tariffs and even annexing Canada. Seems like that's fueling the fire a bit.
Makes sense. And with the championship game coming up, it's probably going to get even more heated.
Yeah, I'd say so. The article even predicts that the U.S. team will win.
Interesting. It makes you think about the role of sports in society. You know, how they can reflect wider social and political tensions?
Definitely. And it can be a good way to start conversations with kids about sportsmanship and what it means to be a good competitor, even when things get heated. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if all that political baggage carries onto the ice.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive for today. Hopefully this gives you a better sense of what your kids or students might be learning about and maybe spark some ideas for conversations at home or in the classroom.
Always good to keep those conversations going.
Absolutely. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.